What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Okay. According to this, we are live. You know who I be, you know what I do, you know why you here. Doggy Diamonds No Filter, live on YouTube. But we gonna take this and strip the audio down and make it a podcast. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Make sure this microphone is close enough because I don't feel like leaning in back and forth. What's up, everybody? So, I'm here. I gotta go live more often, so expect to see me more and more every day because I got this event, and I got to promote the hell out of this event. It's in less than 29 days. So, I got to keep it, you know, I got to damn sure, you know, keep it going and let y'all know. But, you know, while we at it, let me get into this commercial real quick to let you know it's real, it's real.
Guess Beanie Sigel. Don't want to miss this one. Get your tickets now. The link is in the description box to purchase your tickets.
I don't even know if that started right. Hold on. There we go.
Wednesday, September 19th, Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast will be live on stage at Sony Hall with special guest Beanie Sigel. You don't want to miss this one. Get your tickets now. The link is in the description box to purchase your tickets.
All right, there we go. So I'm calling this the road to Sony Hall because we got to build it up. We got to keep building it up, keep letting the people know that we doing this. You know, September 19th, you can see September 19th, 2018. Doggy Diamonds No Filter live at Sony Hall. Special guest Beanie Sigel. It's going down for real, for real. I went by Sony Hall. If you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and all that, I went by Sony Hall, checked out the venue, made sure everything was good, checked out the lighting. I checked out everything. I did a full walkthrough of the venue to make sure that, you know, everything is where I needed to be and everything is how I want it to be. And my, you know, even with a podcast, even though it's live, I got like a little set list of how I want to do stuff. So, you know, I came here today to just let y'all know, man, September 19th, I expect you there. If you were in the New York City tri-state area, I expect you there. I cannot give everybody a personal invite, so don't feel like, oh, you ain't tell me about it. No, I want all of you there. I'm not going to call you on your phone personally and be like, yo, you coming, you pulling up? I'm not doing that. I want all of you there. I want to look out in the crowd and see all the familiar faces. If I know you from the chat room or Twitter or whatever, just say, yo, I'm such and such. I'm good with names and good with faces, everything. So just let me know. I expect everybody to be there to purchase your ticket because this is a Ticketmaster event. This is not an event that I got tickets in my hand where, you know, all that, I don't want to call it ghetto shit, but I ain't got none of that shit going on. You have to purchase your ticket via Ticketmaster just like you would do for the fucking Jay-Z on a run tour or one of them concerts or some shit. You want to purchase my shit the same way. This is on, it's on a Live Nation website. It's on the Sony Hall website. So this is real deal shit. So if you never seen me in action do a podcast, I know you seen me on video, but to see me in person doing it is very, very different than what it would be seeing the video because it's a lot that goes on behind the scenes and other shit that you don't really get to see, that you will see if you pop up in person. So I want you to pull up. I'm going to be going live down there every night till the time of this event. We just going to keep going, keep promoting, keep talking about shit that's going on. And this is what it is. And I just want to remind you, this is all being done on an independent level. You know, no disrespect to nobody else. Not comparing myself to nobody else, but you know, all these other podcasts and all these other dudes got help. They got big corporations. They got big thing, and I'm not knocking them for having that, but stop putting me in the same boat as them because this is very, very different. This is all of my merit. All of my merit. Now, I'm not a former rapper. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I'm not known for being mixy or anything. I'm just known for just putting out good content. And when you put out good content, eventually you will get rewarded. So everybody always say, yo, Doggy Diamonds, what is going to take for you to get to the next level? What is? I'm going to tell you what it's going to take for me to get to the next level, whatever that is, whatever you feel the next level is. But what it's going to take for me to get to the next level is for people to pull up, for people to support, for people to come out and show these venues that I can bring people in the building. So if you pull up, that's it. They're going to say, hold up, we could give them more live podcasts because look at the people who look at the turnout. The turnout was great. So what these other guys have, they're going to get the turnout. They're going to get people to come out for them. They got corporate dollars. They got marketing dollars and promotion dollars to promote their events big. I don't have all that. All I have is directly to you, to my audience. That's why I'm going live. I don't even like going live, to tell you the truth. It's cool. I don't mind doing it, but I think going live had got watered down because I feel like everybody's doing it every day, and it's just a bunch of talking heads, motherfuckers talking about nothing. And when I don't have nothing to talk about, I just don't talk. I'm just not a person who's just going to talk because I got a mouth. I like to talk about things in particular. And if I'm not talking about something in particular, I'm not going to talk. I'm just not going to just get up and just talk because I got 114,000 subscribers. And that's why it's so random. That's why the room don't be having 1,500 people. If I had let people know days in advance that I'm going live, it would have more people. But you see, I'm random as hell. Y'all never know when I'm going live. I just go live and you just look and just get a notification. Oh, shit, he's live. You know what I'm saying? That's how I operate because I just don't like going live and just talking about nothing. But shout out to everybody in the chat room. I see you. In Facts We Trust, Dr. Yaya, of course, Dre De Niro, It Ain't About Me, Escobar, Manny Brigade, Brigante, Dead Boy JP, The Cuse, The Don. The plaque is, we got the plaque. We ain't worried about that. We got the 100K plaque. We been had that. We was the first one to show our 100K plaque. So anybody you see doing that now, they doing that because the, you know, because the kid did that. And of course, they should do that if they earned their plaque. But, so this is what's happening. If this one does good, then I'm basically going to be doing this possibly monthly. So it was important for this turnout to be great. You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to see me, is this going to be a monthly thing? You know, so it's important for everybody to pull up for me. Like I said, I cannot call your phone and say, yo, you coming? I know too many people to be calling personally to ask them, are they coming? I'm just saying to all of you out there, pull up. The tickets are in the description box right below right now. You could click there and purchase your ticket. It's going to take you to Ticketmaster. It's not going to take you to PayPal. It's not going to take you to, you know, my personal page. It is Ticketmaster. This is a Ticketmaster event. So you don't have to worry about you purchasing the ticket and you didn't get what you paid for. It's none of that. I don't even have physical tickets. There is no physical tickets. This is all through the platform. So that's that. But what I did want to talk about today, now that we're on the topic of crazy people, but we wasn't talking about crazy people, but I'm going to bring this shit up anyway. I got to stop. The date is September 19th. Look on the screen. It's on the flyer. So, this is confirmed, too. This is not a maybe. 8 p.m., 6 p.m., doors open, 8 p.m. is showtime. We rocking. You know what I'm saying? But being that we talking about crazy people, see, somehow, some way, right, I got the, being that I don't know why I have the healer's quality of, how could I put this? Well, I can talk to people and I can convince you and let you know that you're great and bring out greatness in you. I can also let you know if you're hurt and I could also, you know, help you get through tough times by giving you kind words. So lately, that shit has been used against me. I've had people who I've met through this chat, through social media, that I thought I didn't know they was that fucking damaged. I didn't know they was that damaged. I didn't know that they was damaged at all. So you meet people, and me, I'm always trying to help people. I'm always trying to enable people and mobilize and motivate people. That's just what I do. If y'all know me, y'all know that. So lately, I've encountered a few people who are completely out of their fucking mind. Now, the sad thing about it is that they have my telephone number. And I'm like, do you give up on everybody because you met some sickos? Like, and it's so, it, this is how stand up I am. I'm so stand up that I'm not even going to give you the instance. I'm not even going to give you the scenario because the person would know that I'm talking about them. But I told them personally that you are out of your fucking mind. You off. The help that you need, I can't help you. I'm not your problem. I don't even know you. I never saw you a day in my life. I don't even know what your breath smells like. I don't even know if you wear perfume. I don't even know. And you are out of your fucking mind and you need help. And I'm not your problem. I didn't do it to you. I just didn't do it. All, you know, and it's funny because I'm the type of person where if I have your telephone number, I really call people to check up on them. Like, I really call them to say, what's up? How you doing? It's not that I'm calling you because I need something. I want something. It's not that I'm calling you because I'm trying to hit. You know, I'm not like, yo, send me a titty picture. None of that shit. I'm just not on that type of time. And the people who I've encountered are fucking off. And the sad thing about it is our people. It's our people who are just fucking off. Off. Like, now, I know as a black man in America, the things that we've seen, the things that we've experienced. Well, just off of what you saw alone is enough to have you, you know, a little off, you know, because what you've seen. But the things that I experience is crazy. And I always talk to y'all about mental health, you know, I've been talking about that. I see a lot of people doing it now, though. But y'all know I've been talking about that because that's something near and dear to me. Because of, you know, the things that I've been through in my life and the things that I've seen people go through. But I feel like I'm trying to save people too much now. Now I'm just at the point where, like, I got to pull back. I can't give people my number. I can't help motherfuckers. I just can't. I can't do it. Because it's just, I'm like, yo, what did I get myself into? I ain't signed up for this shit. I don't get paid for that. Look, I be sitting here and I be going to people's chat rooms when people be live, or I watch their replay, and I be seeing people donate to people chat room all fucking day. I be seeing motherfuckers get $50 donations, $100, $20, $10. I'm like, God damn, dudes done racked up in their chat room. Motherfuckers going live, getting like $200, $300 going live. I'm like, yo, I don't get a dollar. I don't get $1 donations from my chats. And people expect everything from me because I have a nurturing, healing quality. But people expect me to heal them, but it's like, yo, where's the reciprocity at? Like, goddamn, I don't get, what am I getting out of this? I'm helping you and you cursing me out and you fucking bipolar. You know what I'm saying? People are very, very bipolar and I can't help you. Just can't, I can't help you. So as of today, 8/20, August 20th, I'm no longer giving out my number. I'm sorry. They say one bad apple don't spoil the bunch. You might be right, but it can make you not want to eat no fucking apples anymore. And I'm at this point, I don't want to eat no more apples. I can't do it. I've tried, but I can't do it. I just can't do it. I can't help people because I'm giving people my personal telephone number. I'm calling people personally and saying, yo, how you feeling? How's your day going? You know, what's up? And you flipping on me. The fuck did I do? I'm literally talking people off the ledge. I'm talking about literally calling people and catching them at times of crisis. It just so happened that I call you at a time of a crisis. And I talk you off the ledge. And then you call me and curse me the fuck out. What the fuck is wrong with you? I don't know you. I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know you. It's just bugged out to me. So I can't do it no more. Can't do it. I gotta straight up and down start looking out for myself and just doing a lot of shit pertaining to me. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, I think that whole Michael Jackson heal the world, put a Band-Aid on a globe shit. We want to see everybody doing well. We want to see a lot of people, you know, just up. I don't want to see nobody down and shit. So, because I'm the type of person, yo, if I got your number, I'm going to call you. I'm going to be like, yo, get up. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this, that, and the third. But I can't do it no more. I can't do it. Hold on 1 second. This ain't Aquafina either way. This is Super Mega Greens and water. So, that's what I'm drinking. But other than that, I've been chilling, man. I pick up my flyers tomorrow. I gotta put these flyers out. And just really go out there and just hit the streets, promoting old school, promoting you know, guerrilla style, you know, and that's really it. But, you know, and it's funny though that because I'm this is a podcast, so people gonna listen back to this audio later. So I'm really gonna go there tonight on a lot of shit. What's funny is I seen two people in the chat room say, one person said, "Why are you always crying?" And one person said, "Get out your feelings." Now, what I find ironic with that is I don't be crying about shit and I ain't in my fucking feelings, but I watch y'all sit on people YouTube who cry every fucking day and play the victim of shit. I ain't the victim of nothing. Straight up and down. I tell y'all, I'm not the victim of nothing. Survivor of many things. And somebody said to me, well, my young boys told me the difference between you and other people is that reason why people don't donate to you and support you a certain way because you don't sit there and play the victim. Other niggas is crying to y'all every day. I'm not going to get on here and cry every day. I know fucking real people, humans. I'm going to talk to a human being. I'm not going to go to a virtual world and be upset and angry. But if I'm on topic and shit bothering me, that's one thing. But that ain't no everyday shit. You know what I'm saying? That's not everyday. But I realize people every day have like some victim consciousness shit of I'm not the victim. Straight up and down, I'm not the victim. I've been through shit. So what? Other people want to go through shit. That's on you. The super chat is actually is in the description box where it says you could donate. Cause I don't do super chat cause YouTube take all your money. So y'all would just be giving money to YouTube. A lot of people don't tell you that, but I'm gonna tell you that. You know what I'm saying? You would just be giving your money to YouTube. If you use the link that I have for the super chat, then it will go directly to me. But if you put the money in super chat, YouTube take all that shit. You know what I'm saying? This is a fact. So I don't even give y'all that. I don't even set up a super chat because YouTube just take all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of it all, you know, I never been here to be like, yo, I need this from y'all, give me that, or just crying. I be fucking chilling. I be minding my business. If you follow me on social media, you'll see me in the office doing interviews. I be having a good time. I'm a person who smiles, laughs, joke, I enjoy life. You know what I'm saying? All is not wrong in my life. I do not look at listen, I be seeing shit going on in the world. I don't feel the need to have to comment on everything. You know what I'm saying? I got a Patreon too. I don't feel the need to have to comment about everything. I don't feel the need to have to discuss shit that's going on with everything. You know, some people were mad at me because I wasn't talking about the, you know, different things. I seen the last chat, people were mad at me because I'm not fucking talking about the whole, I think the Jessica Reed thing. People was like black YouTubers. Who the fuck said I was a black YouTuber? Who the fuck said that? I never said I was a black YouTuber. I never said I was here to everything that happens with black people. I'm supposed to fucking talk about it. I think that shit is corny because when y'all sitting here making these motherfucking white podcasters and YouTubers famous, they don't got to talk about no black issues and shit. And y'all still subscribe to their shit, but I got to be the one to cover everything black Fuck out of here. I don't got to cover that shit. They don't got to cover it. I don't have to cover it. Because I done put my... I put everything on the line doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? And they don't talk about nothing pertaining to us. You know what I'm saying? They don't talk about shit pertaining to us. And they y'all still give them everything. And they give you nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I just be doing me. You know what I'm saying? I just want to bring y'all good content. Proz came by. Proz from the Fugees came by the other day. Sonny Chiba from Camp Low came by. I did two interviews with an interview with them apiece. That's dropping soon. I still got to drop the Dark Low interview. The audio is out, but I got to drop the footage. And I have the Wesley Muhammad video. That has to come out too. And Antoinette from the rapper from back in the days. So that's just really it. Yo, I just enjoy life, man. And I say to everybody, enjoy your life as much as you can. It's tough as fuck out here. It's hard. Look, today's the 20th. You got 11 days till you got to pay bills. You know what I'm saying? You got like 11 days. Hold up. Is it even 31 days in this month? Hold on. Let's see. Oh, 31 days. You got 11 days till you got to pay bills. So all that other shit dudes be talking about, I be like, man, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I got to pay bills in 11 days. The first, but didn't think about it. Camp Low. I got Sonny Chiba. Sonny Chiba from Camp Low. He definitely came through. You know what I'm saying? And Proz. I got some smokers. Benny the Butcher was dope too. You know what I'm saying? 38 Spesh interview. Oh, I forgot I got 38 Spesh too. I got to put that out too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got Sonny Chiba. Sonny Chiba came through. You know what I'm saying? But look though. You got 11 days to pay bills to the first, right? But bills is all month now. It's not even like... Remember bills used to be the first of the month and then you good? Now bills is all month. Like you could wake up every day and it's a fucking new bill. Like what the fuck just happened? Like what's happening? It's always a bill. So at the end of the day, you know, just live life. Enjoy your life, you know. Just that's what I be doing. I be chilling. I like the fact that I don't feel like I work because I do my hobby. You know what I'm saying? It just so happened that I kind of perfected it. But it's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that y'all don't know. It's a lot that happening with the bookings of interviews, the phone calls, the meet me here. You know, I got an office. It's a lot that goes on behind the shit that people don't know. And especially when you're doing it on an independent level, you know, it's very, very different. You know what I'm saying? And Dr. Yaya is... a psychologist. Did I say that right? You're a psychologist, right? Psychiatrist is the one who tried to dope you up. The psychologist is the one you talk to. Right or wrong, Dr. Yaya. I think I got that right. Right? Anyway. She's somebody, her services, she's here for us in the community. Hit her up. You know what I'm saying? If you need somebody to talk to, hit her up. Don't be venting on social media or going on YouTube venting about shit. Nobody don't give a fuck. Because everybody, look, while you venting and talking about shit, everybody looking at you. They love the show. I'm not here to be no fucking spectacle. I'm not here to be nobody's spectacle. So you ain't going to know what's going on in my personal life and any relationship, my relationship with the homies, my personal, you ain't going to know none of that shit. I don't talk about that. The only thing I talked about recently is me getting hit by a goddamn car. Last of live, because the car rocked me. That shit was, yo, it's funny though, because sometimes in life you just take L's. I'm like, yo, man, I just got hit by a fucking car. And car just kept rolling and shit. I was like, all right, yo, it is what it is. Only reason why I don't call police, right? Because you call police, right? And they make you feel like you're the villain, even though you are the victim. I'm laying on the floor, elbow bleeding and shit. Wait, you can see it? Hold on. Yeah, see that? That's the cut right there. Elbow bleeding, and the cops come fuck me up, and I'm the one who got hit. So I'm like, I ain't never calling police. I don't call police anyway. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. I was a little sore. I got up and was just like, yo, I just got rocked. Like, because you know it's fucked up, right? We be laughing at people. Like, we look at shit on YouTube, and we look at car accidents, and we laugh at that shit. We look at people get hit by a car. We share the video. Look, yo, he got fucking smashed by a car. Until that shit is you. And then you realize, yo, that shit ain't fucking funny. So you gotta laugh. Sometimes you gotta laugh at yourself. But you can laugh at other people. If you go through that same shit, you gotta laugh at yourself. You know what I'm saying? But people think shit is funny. People think, you know, people, shout out to Vince Ross. People think shit be funny when fucked up shit happened to people. But in my youth, I did used to laugh at that shit. Come on, I used to watch this shit called Faces of Death. That shit, it was all types of fucked up shit on there. We used to laugh at that shit. Like, it was a shit where they had, like, these lions. I don't know if they were lions or leopards, but I know they was in the fucking, in the wild. And this white man decides he wanted to get out and take pictures of the leopards or lions. Just say one of them, right? They straight up and down ate that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That shit was fucking hilarious. This shit that I just be laugh at. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. I be saying shit because I be, yo, truthfully, if I wasn't doing this shit, I wanted to be a fucking, when I was younger, I really thought I could be a stand-up comic from watching like Richard Pryor. I studied the shit out of Richard Pryor. But, yo, you gotta laugh. You can't always take yourself so serious. Laughter is good for you. Sometimes some people think I play too much. You know, even though online I be having a persona of somebody who's always, I think motherfuckers think I'm always angry. But I'm really not. Shit, I'm just serious because, again, you dealing with a bunch of people you don't know. Imagine life, you go somewhere and everybody knows you and you don't know anybody. It's different. You know, it's different when you walking around the street and everybody knows you. You don't know anybody. And you got, when you walking and there's people calling you this way and there's people calling you that way. And I just want to do regular shit. You know what I'm saying? I just want to go get ice cream, get frozen yogurt, go in Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and shit like that. So at the end of the day, I ain't on no special shit just because I do all this shit. This ain't nothing. I mean, you know, I'm happy and I'm proud of, you know, my accomplishments, but I don't never want to be put in a fishbowl where it seemed like everybody just looking at me and just, you know, I just got this thing where I got to be protected and I just don't want to live like that. That's not what I'm doing this shit for. I'm doing this shit because it's fun. I talk for a living and I be having shit to talk about. You know what I'm saying? But now I always got my poker on me though, so I ain't worried about, you know, the streets. I didn't survive in the streets this long because I'm stupid. You know what I'm saying? And I don't give off that energy like, do I consider myself a celebrity? Hell no. I'm one of the most regular people ever. You, like I said, you might see me ride past you on a pedal bike. Dead ass serious. Like, I just might really, really just ride past you on a pedal bike. I might be with you on the bus. I might be with you on the train. You know what I'm saying? I'm not above anything. You know, I don't put myself in situations that I know I don't belong in. But whether I was doing this or not, I still didn't do that shit. So I ain't going to be stupid. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, nobody's a celebrity. That's celebrity. You are a prisoner. Who wants to be a prisoner because because people know you? I don't want to be no prisoner. If I decide I want to go in a Chinese restaurant and get steamed broccoli, I want to be able to do that shit without 600 people mobbing me because I want some steamed broccoli. You know what I'm saying? Or I want to go not Trader Joe's. I want to go in Cold Stone and get some ice cream, but I can't. Who want to live like that? You know what I'm saying? No amount of money can make me want to live like that. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't make any sense. Who wants to be a prisoner of fame to where you're so famous that people want to kill you? Like, what the fuck type of that? What's the reward in that? Like, you got to think people like John Lennon and they were so famous that people wanted to kill them. Who the fuck want to live like that? I don't want to live like that. You know what I'm saying? Nah, not for. Oh, you talking about, yeah, they tried to feed the alligators. That shit was hilarious. You know what I'm saying? I love ice cream. I eat ice cream every day if you let me. But I mean, the money is something that we, many of us been deprived of. So when you get it, you love, you know what I'm saying? You've been deprived of it. So when you get money, you just like, yo, I got money. But all the shit that come with it, you know, you could go, like, if you look, listen, a lot of people be having breakdowns after a while. Like, they really, really start tripping. Like, you could see, like, all right, this motherfucker's going crazy. Look at Kanye West. Who the fuck gonna be like that? You know what I'm saying? It's like, is it really, really worth it? It ain't worth it. And that's the thing, too. I never wanted to be like a national spokesman for black people. I just did an interview with an app called Podable, and they asked me about podcasting, and I was like, yo, I don't want to be known as a black podcaster. Like, why do I got to be put in a box? Like, I'm black, you know, that's fucking obvious, but why do I have to have a label on me? Because if when you deal with labels, that means that you people have expectations of you, and when you don't fulfill them expectations, people get disappointed. My thing is, I could talk about anything. Like, I have a wide range of knowledge on various things. I'm not going to just always talk about, you know, the Chinese people busting us up outside our head, or cops shooting us down and shit, or 72 people getting killed in Chicago on the weekend. Like, what is that shit? That's all black people got going on, is that we get killed, fucked up, and shoot each other and police lock us up. That's all we got going on. Like, nobody talks about accomplishments. Nobody talk about anything that's uplifting that you could look forward to. And the most uplifting thing that people might talk about is somebody got a car, or somebody got a house, or somebody got a new lookout, or somebody sold records. I never seen people, there's no other people on this planet where actors, entertainers, and athletes speak for them but us. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, look at the Asian people, the same people who fucking people up in the nail salons. Who they spokesman? They don't got no spokesman. You don't see motherfucking Jackie Chan or nobody out there speaking for the rights of Asian people and shit. You know what I'm saying? But we looking for a basketball player to speak for us. And all this motherfucker know how to do is play basketball. I don't need him to speak for me. You know, we don't. And sometimes being the same color doesn't mean that we have the same struggle. Like, it's not a universal black struggle, because everybody don't come from the same struggle. Some people come from middle class houses. Some people come from poor. Some people were born into money. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times we keep trying to fucking, they try to group us all together. And you, fuck that. They ain't grouping us all together, because I don't got nothing in common with a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. Like I said, some of the most bullshit people got on Unks and Crystals. You know what I'm saying? Straight up and down. They got on, they fully unked out crystals around their neck. Some of the most bullshit people. So at the end of it all, it's like, yo, I don't relate to them. You know what I'm saying? Any religious people, I don't relate to them. I don't relate to many different people. You know what I'm saying? So just because they're black, that don't mean that we could put us in a box. Like, oh, he's black, so he's just, nah. We don't get up and do the same shit. Because I don't drink. I don't smoke. I'm not a skirt chaser. I'm not mixy. You know, I'm not. I don't care about the shit that people care about. And I'm not a talking head. You know what I'm saying? I'm not out here to just act like I know every fucking thing. Some things I'm still trying to figure out myself. But what I do come across, I try to give it to people. You know, like, I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but it's very hard to lose 117 pounds. It's very fucking hard. It's something that I accomplished, right? But I never put it in people's face on some aha, I did this, you ain't shit. I was like, nah, this is what I did. This is motivated. But what y'all don't know is that there is no reward in trying to help people. It's only reward for trying to kill people and tell people how they fucked up. That's the only reward. The only reward is me telling you that I'm better than you, stunting on you, pulling out jewelry, pulling out money, and telling y'all how y'all ain't shit. That's how you get rewarded. The only reward is me showing you some bad girl or a fucking car or all that shit, because we judge men and women based off of materialism and fake ass accomplishments. So we look at people and we like, oh shit, he got money. Like, people will come on here and say, yo, you always hating on Jay-Z. You always hating on Jay-Z. I don't even fucking know Jay-Z. I just got a DM today. Somebody asked me, yo, do you hate Jay-Z? I'm like, what the fuck is this Jay-Z shit? Like, why do I gotta hate Jay-Z? Oh, because people come on my platform that might have a problem with him and I give them a voice to speak, but where the fuck else they gonna go? That don't mean that I hate them. That means I let people get their word off. That's it. I don't believe in people's voices getting stifled, and I don't believe in people getting blackballed. That's two things that I'm against more than anything. I'm against people getting blackballed, and I'm against people getting their voices muffled due to politics. I don't like that. So I've always let the underdog speak. If I didn't let the underdog speak, you would not have never gotten that Max B interview that everybody loved, that everybody is always clipping, that everybody's always using for something. I am the one who went and interviewed Max B when nobody wanted to do it. This is a fact. So I've always dealt with the underdogs. I'm going to continue to do that. Look, my phone ring in the middle of shit. Yo, I'm live on YouTube. I'm going to call you right back. This is Big Steel. See, I'm doing a podcast live and Steel just called right in the middle of it. I'm going to call you back, Steel. You heard me? All right. I think he's listening to me live too. But yeah, shout out to everybody. So at the end of it all, people come to me. They be like, yo, man, they blackballing me. Yo, I know who I could go to. And I'd be like, yo, come on, fuck that. Because nobody can't tell me what to do. Nobody can't tell me who I can interview. Nobody can't tell me who I can't interview. Nobody can't tell me anything. So that's it. Come over here. We're going to tell a story. I don't care who it is. Nonetheless, I have a personal relationship with the individual, and I feel like I can mediate the situation, then I try to do that. If not, I'd be like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? And some things be out of my hand anyway. So I don't even give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But I hope a lot of y'all subscribe to my podcast too. Doggy Diamonds No Filter. It's on iTunes. I need y'all to subscribe. It's very, very important. I got some shit going on that I need all my support. I got a lot of subscribers on YouTube. I need that to transfer. This is what I'm working on now. I'm trying to merge and mesh the worlds. I need the YouTube people to go over and subscribe to my podcast, and I need y'all to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I need those worlds to collide, because it's different versions of me on everything. I'm not the same person on everything, because I'm on Facebook and my grandmother's on there, so I don't be saying certain shit because I don't want my grandmother to see me, you know, curse a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I don't be doing that shit. But no, I got a Dark Low. I got a Dark Low interview. Dark Low and AR Ab. I gotta put that out. I got it. No, I put out the audio. Dark Low and AR Ab is the audio is out. That's what I'm saying. Y'all gotta subscribe to the podcast. A lot of shit be coming out and y'all be missing it. And y'all be looking for it on YouTube, but it don't go on YouTube first. Yeah, Dark Low and AR Ab. I've been to the podcast with them. Audio is out already. It's already in the world. This is what I'm saying. And this is what make me, I don't be wanting to talk my shit. I don't be wanting to disrespect other people, because I, you know, shout out to everybody doing anything. But come on, man. Y'all be subscribing to these sucker niggas, man. Y'all be showing these sucker niggas love. And I'm just like, yo, hold on, man. I ain't no fucking sucker. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no fucking sucker. I don't know how to be no sucker. I don't know how to be no weirdo. I don't know how to be stupid. Because people be liking stupid people and be following stupid. I don't know how to be no stupid people. I don't know how to rob you. I don't know how to lie to you. I don't know how to do these things. So it's like, I mean, like, damn. People be wanting to fuck with people who fuck them around or just dumb or some shit. I'm like, I don't know how to be dumb. Or I don't know how to rob you. I don't know how to take your money and do other shit with it and not make do all my promises. I don't know how to do those things. And that's what my homies was telling me that shit. They said, yo, you not like these niggas, man. These other niggas is full of shit. And people like to get bullshitted. People like to get bullshitted. People like clickbait. People like fake shit. People like all that. I don't know how to do none of that. I'm just never going to do that. I don't know how to do that. I just know how to keep it a buck at all times, because when I lay down and go to sleep at night, I go to sleep knowing that I never did no sucker shit, and I ain't no sucker. So I feel good. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no sucker. I'm not here to bash. You see, I don't be bashing motherfuckers. I don't be getting on here talking shit to people. I don't do none of that shit. I just do me. I bring content to you. I am a content creator. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. But yeah, the Dark Low AR Ab video is coming, but the audio is out. The Wesley Muhammad dope ass interview, that audio was out. That's the last one I put out, Wesley Muhammad. This one that you're a part of right now is going up next. So that's why the title of this is Doggy Diamonds No Filter Road to Sony Hall with Beanie Siegel, because that's happening September 19th in Sony Hall, Manhattan, 235 West 46th Street, New York, New York, 10036. I hate to say 02 instead of 0, but I just did that. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody who recognize and know that I'm one of the people who started this podcasting interview shit. You see all these people acting like, and you know what's dope? I like the fact that I see a lot of people in the chat room and next to your name say podcast. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? That shit is 100. I like the fact that, you know, a lot of our people are doing what you got to do to get your voice out there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people out there, trying to get some bread and do something positive. You know what I'm saying? Salute to y'all, because you could be out there robbing motherfuckers. You could be selling crack. Like, at the end of the day, it's fucked up because the little dudes in New York be getting locked up for selling water outside. Like, literally, they be out there selling water and they be getting harassed by police by selling fucking water. But it's fucked up because they could be selling crack. They could be robbing people. They could be doing a whole bunch of shit. How you fuck with people for selling water? That's fucked up. Let them sell their water. They ain't selling crack. They ain't killing nobody. They ain't doing nothing. But, you know, that's a whole nother political thing. But it seemed like Nicki Minaj has lost it, honestly. Like, I think she honestly has snapped. She's comparing herself to Harriet Tubman. And I wasn't even going to talk about that shit, but I was just like, yo, our ancestors, our people who came before us, who really set the precedent and set the way for us, yo, they really don't get no respect by our people. Like, none of our ancestors get love and respect. I seen Rosenberg. I don't really watch Rosenberg too much, but I seen a clip where he was interviewing somebody and they was like, they don't know who Wu-Tang is. And I was like, damn, that shit is kind of crazy to me. Like, how the fuck you don't know who Wu-Tang is and you want to rap? Not saying you got to know every song, you got to know every member, but shit, I could tell you about interviewers. When I wanted to do interviews, I really, really studied people who came before me because I just wanted to know how they did it and what they was doing. And it's like, our ancestors just don't get no love and respect, and no, like, they just don't care. You know what I'm saying? They just don't care. Like, remember she had the thing with Malcolm X looking ass nigga as the fucking artwork, and she had this looking ass nigga shit, and she had Malcolm X looking out the window. Lil Wayne said, beat your face in like Emmett Till. Like, yo, they just don't give a fuck about the people who came before us. And it's like, I'm not here to protest and all that shit, because we got other shit we really need to be worried about, but I just don't like it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like it. And the shit that killed me is that, who are your peers? You know what I'm saying? Like, who are your peers? Like, me, with me, no, I was using the Wu-Tang thing and the Harriet Tubman because I was using the Wu-Tang based off of people not knowing who came before them and all genres of with black people, whether it's activists, a freedom fighter like Harriet Tubman, or somebody who's like Wu-Tang, who's groundbreaking, you know. So this is what I'm saying. So it's like, right now, it's just a situation where anybody that came before us, we disrespect them. We talk crazy about them and we shit on them, and then we just wonder why that, yeah, Russell Simmons did that shit too, but look where Russell Simmons is at now. That's a whole nother story. But the whole thing is that we just quick to disrespect our elders, you know, and then we wonder why the youth don't care, the youth this, that, and the third, but look at what the people who's of age be doing. You know better than that shit. Tell me you, Harriet Tubman and all, like, just don't compare yourself to no fucking Harriet Tubman. Say somebody else. I don't know who you could say, because at the end of the day, you can't say you know groundbreaker and you're an entertainer. There's no groundbreaking shit in entertainment, you know, because at the end of the day, I hate to say at the end of the day, I said that shit twice, but there isn't no real groundbreaking shit in entertainment because you still ain't making all your fucking money. It's still somebody taking all the fucking bread, you know, and I don't see you, not saying you don't, and I don't want to say this and be talking out of turn, but it ain't like you fucking here to rob from the rich and give to the poor and all that shit. Cut it out. Cut it out. That shit is corny, you know, so all of that, comparing yourself to freedom fighters, I would never be like, yo, I'm the new Huey P or something. I would never do no shit like that, because I would hope one day to obtain as much knowledge as they had. And when we think about Harriet Tubman's and we think about Huey P. Newton, they were, you know, not Harriet Tubman because she was a little older, but Huey and them was young. You got to think they was doing this shit young. They started a free lunch program. You know what I'm saying? Free lunch. Oh, we definitely going to do another one, A.A. Rashid. You know, that's family, so that's the easy part. Speaking of A.A. Rashid, I watched his interview recently. I don't know about y'all, but I understood everything he was saying. Some people think he's out of his mind, he's crazy, or whatever. I understood everything he's saying, but I guess maybe because we come from the same block, and I've known him my whole life, so I understand where he was going with a lot of shit. So a lot of shit he was saying was over your head, but I got it. So I just had to say that, you know what I'm saying, in defense of my brother. People saying he crazy and all that shit, or he cursed too much. I understood it. I understood everything he was saying, because I just known him forever. So I get the way he convey his talk and the way he, you know, drop his spill, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I understand what he's saying because I've known him forever. And he really has been talking like that since we were little kids and shit. And we used to be like, he probably might have been Sharif before Sharif, but Sharif was all positive. Ahmed, because like he said, we call him Ahmed. You know what I'm saying? We don't call him A.A. Rashid. We call him Ahmed. Ahmed has always been very, very deep. His mother always was walking through the neighborhood, Muslim lady with his little brother. And always respectable and just, you know, his mother didn't even want him hanging out with us and shit at one point, you know what I'm saying? He's always been on point, and through trials and tribulations and certain things that go on in your life is what shapes you to do certain things. And you just get into certain shit that you have no business. Like, you know, it's shit that I did that I don't even talk about. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, that shit ain't nothing really to glorify. So he's saying it ain't no glorification in some of the shit that he was doing. And you got some dudes who want to be known for being fucking knuckleheads. Like, what is that to be known for? To be known for doing stupid shit. That's not an intelligent man to be known. Yo, I used to do. That's why sometimes I'll be like, yo, man, shut up, man. Nobody want to hear that fucking shit. That stupid shit. Like, if you know better now, then you shouldn't be talking about no shit you did when you ain't know no fucking better. I ain't on that. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, even within the so-called conscious community, the virtual conscious community, I don't really respect a lot of dudes. That's why I just fell back from a lot of that shit, because I was like, yo, man, people playing with people and people ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? And I realized what's going on. I'm like, yo, it's a lot of misinformation, and then it's information. But how you gonna take information from somebody who never accomplished shit? You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, African Americans is trying to out African the African. You got what I said? African Americans is trying to out African the Africans in the continent. Now my cousin has been to Africa 3 times. Three times. And you got people who telling you about Africa who never been there one time. They don't know shit. All they know is the Africans on Canal Street. Or the Africans who was motherfucking bootlegging shit. So you got a lot going on where we so lost that we just start latching on to anything. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, we from Kemet. Well, fuck it. We all from Kemet. No, you're a Moor. Oh, fuck it. I'm a Moor then. No, you, oh, well, I'm that too. You know what I'm saying? That shit is, and then you see them not do that shit no more. You see them, like, listen, how could you trust somebody who how you trust somebody who changed their God? Really think about that for a minute. How could you ever trust somebody who changed their God? I'm not trusting somebody who changed their God, right? Because if God is, according to people, is all the greatest, you switch your God. I'ma fuck with you and you switch your God. So I know I'm expendable. So a lot of times I'm just like, yo, man, miss me with all that shit. I used to be there. You know, I used to be in the mix. I used to be there, but then I just started seeing the slithery, how dudes was doing each other, how dudes was fighting over the microphone, how dudes was fighting over camera time. And yeah, I done seen crazy. And I'm like, yo, these motherfuckers don't even like each other. They don't even like each other. They just want to be known for nothing. You know what I'm saying? I was like, nah. That's why I don't profess to know everything about everything. I be sitting back studying shit and just trying to, you know, figure shit out. So I just be chilling, but I be watching people just run their fucking mouth. And I be like, here we go. What do I think about the VMAs happening in New York City tonight? I could give a fuck about the VMAs. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about shit like that. See, one thing about me, I don't complain about what I don't like. I just don't fuck with it. You know, some people, when you complain about something, you give it energy, you fuck with it. I don't fuck with this. I didn't even know the VMAs was going on right now. I don't even watch TV. When I watch TV, I'll go like to Netflix or Amazon Prime. Or and I'll watch like a documentary. Or when I did used to watch TV, I would watch cooking shows all day. But I don't be watching the VMAs. And I never saw one episode of Power. I never saw Game of Thrones. I don't watch none of that shit. I don't watch that shit. That shit is all dumb to me. You know what I'm saying? I just don't watch that shit. Fuck that. I watch documentaries because I can learn something. I watch nature. I watch animals. I had a video that I didn't put up. I was watching these ants. I got a video with ants where I was just like looking at them for like 10 minutes and just watching how the ants move. That shit was fascinating to me. Like right before my eyes, the ants was moving in unison. And you didn't tell who was the big ant, who was the little ant. They all was working together to make it happen. That's the type of shit I be watching. You know what I'm saying? I don't be fucking watching, you know, stupid shit. I just don't watch that shit. I don't, like I said, I never saw one episode of Game of Thrones. I never saw Power. I don't give a fuck about none of that. Just don't care. Just doesn't interest me. It does absolutely nothing for me at all. I watch movies. I like horror movies. That's my favorite genre, is to watch horror movies. I don't know, since I was a little kid, I was fascinated with certain things scaring the shit out of me. I don't know, that's some really sick psychotic shit. But I used to like when I was younger and I saw The Exorcist, I think that shit like scarred me for a very long time. The Exorcist scarred the shit out of me. So I like the Conjuring 2, part 1. I mean The Conjuring also, and then The Conjuring 2. You know, I like shit like that. I like watching scary movies. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite genre is horror. But other than that, I don't know. I don't be watching a lot of shit. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I be so busy into just chilling that I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't really, like, when you get older, you start realizing a lot of shit be crazy, space, spooky shit. I don't be into that shit either. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't watch sports either. I don't watch sports. You know, I used to be a sports fanatic. I used to just know everything about sports, but now I don't watch sports. You know what I'm saying? If I'm turning to, like I said, I don't even have, this is the war room. You know, I don't even have a cable box in here. I'm not in here to watch TV. I'm in here to do shit on a computer. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even on a small screen. I got a. If I show you the screen that I'm looking at right now, this shit is humongous. I'm looking at y'all on a 40-inch screen, and I have a 55 over there. And the 55 just has Netflix on it. It doesn't have a cable box. I don't watch cable. You know what I'm saying? I watch music videos on YouTube. I watch, like, I listen to West Side Gun, Conway, Benny, 38 Special. And that's really about it. I play video games, too. But I haven't even played my game in a while because I got so much content that I haven't I haven't got a chance to really, really even play the game. You know what I'm saying? I used to like to play Gears of War 4 and go, you know, kill little white kids for calling me nigga and shit. You know what I'm saying? My favorite music producers is so many. But everybody knows it's Pete Rock. That's it. That's my favorite music producer, Pete Rock. Dilla. It's so many for different things. But my all-time favorite producer is Pete Rock. You know what I'm saying? No, video games are very, very... Video games are cool. Video games are very relaxing. Believe it or not, it takes a lot of brain power to play games. Because you got to figure shit out. I think, yeah, basketball is. You know what I'm saying? The thing with video games, like one of the first games that I really, really got into and was playing was Resident Evil. And Resident Evil is very, very... was puzzle-based, Resident Evil 1. So you had to figure out shit. Because if you fuck up, you was going to die. So we used to write shit down. I remember trying to make the V-joke for the killer, the plant in Resident Evil 1. So we like, yo, it got to equal this. So you got to do... Yo, it's a lot of shit with that. So that's why I like video games. When you got to figure shit out. You know what I'm saying? So, and then especially like Tomb Raider. Like the early Tomb Raider. I'm talking about the PS2 Tomb Raiders. That shit was crazy, where you had to figure out, you know, how to do certain shit. But, you know, I think one of my favorite video games was GoldenEye, though. GoldenEye? GoldenEye was crazy. People keep telling me to make a gaming channel, you know what I'm saying, and play the game on there. I don't know. Maybe I might do that. Said it helped me with... It helping with my blood pressure. Okay, Zelda was crazy too. You know what I'm saying? But, see, this is the thing, right? This is what I want y'all to know. Everybody tell you what you can't do, right? But they don't know what you can do because what you gonna do to make it happen. See, some people judge what you can't do or what you're not willing to do. And most of the time, they want you to do fuck shit. So when you're not willing to do that, oh, that was Drew. Drew Channel told me to make the game and shit. You're absolutely right. You are the one who told me that. Drew Channel told me to make the gaming channel on Facebook Messenger. That's exactly who that was. So people know what you're not gonna do, so they don't think it's possible that you could do certain things because what you're not gonna do. And it's a lot of things that they want you to do that's foul. And I'm never gonna do those things. So, you know, for certain people, it's a little longer. Some people get to skip the line because they did, you know, something strange for a piece of change. Or, you know, they let people take all of their intellectual property. See, look, I am a creator. I create things. Everything that you see of me, I created. Every time you see a video, you see the text come in, I put that there. You see the color of the video, I put that there. You see the logo, I put that there. I do a lot of those things. So I am a creator. So nobody could tell me what I can and can't do. I'm just going to always create. This is what I do. This is what I've been doing. So a lot of times people will try to tell you what you can and can't do based off of what they know you're not going to do. And you ain't going to do no weirdo shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to take you a little longer sometimes when you're real. Oh, and before I go, let me address this real quick too, right? Now, I'm not here to listen to people's music, right? If I come across your music, I might listen to it. But stay out of my inbox telling me to listen to your music. I don't want to hear your music. I don't care who you are. I just don't want to hear it. I do interviews weekly. A few of them. I've never been in anybody's inbox. I've never at replied anybody, any of my interviews. I've never did any of those things. If you want it, you know where to find it. I'm tired of people in my inbox telling me about music. And then when I say, yo, I don't want to hear that shit, motherfuckers get mad. I didn't tell you to make no mixtape. I didn't tell you to make no song. Listen. Listen. A lot of people are whack. You can't rap. You can't rhyme. You whack. You garbage. You horrible. Stop. I'm not into telling people to give up their dream or whatever. But if you ain't going to get better, stop. I don't want to hear that shit. That shit ain't for me. I had a dude tell me the other day, yo, can you post my music? And I was like, no. Like, I do shit for a living. Like, what I look like. Listen, if I'm going to take your time, listen, this is what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to set up something. If you want me to listen to your song, I'm going to charge you like $25. And let me give you an honest opinion. This is what I could do. I could listen to your song. No, $25 is I lowball myself. $50. And I'll do a review live of your music on the live. Send me the bread, though. And I'll do a review of your music. If it's dope, of course, I'm not going to say it's whack. And I'm not going to critique your music just to feel like I need to critique it. But I don't want to hear your shit. $50. I will listen to your song. I will tell you whether it was dope or whether it was whack. Then we could talk. I have a Cash App. My Cash App is $ Doggy Diamonds. Send me a Cash App. Send me an email. Yo, I will do a music review. I will review your music live on the show. And we could all say whether that shit is dope. You know what I'm saying? We could all do that. Whether it's dope or whether we should, you know, we'll come up with a noise. We'll come up with sound. Whether we should straight up and down tell you to go to UPS or go to Pack Bags and Target or put the carts back at Walmart, something. Because some of y'all are just horrible. So back to the story. Dude went in my inbox and told me, could I post his music? And I was like, no, I got my own shit to post. So he was like, I thought you was a real one. And yo, watch, one day you're going to ask me for an interview and I'm going to make you pay. Nigga, please. I ain't paid for no interview yet. And I'm motherfuckers who sold millions of records. And I ain't pay them, so why would I pay you? You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, that shit is annoying, man. Don't stay out of men's inboxes with your music. Get hot in your hood. Get hot your people. And that's it. Stay out of people's inboxes with your music. Nobody care about your fucking music. People always hit me with it. I don't care. I just don't care. I don't want to hear. And you know what's so funny? Let me tell y'all another secret. So I shouldn't tell y'all this, but I am going to tell y'all this. A lot of times when people send me their link, I actually listen to it. Shit be trash. Now, I don't know if you know, you can't get that fucking time back. You can't get that 3 minutes back of that trash. At least I could get some money. I can't get that 3 minutes back of that trash. Come on, man. Shit trash. I can't get that 3 minutes back. So at least I got 3 minutes and $50 for the 3 minutes. I ain't get shit. And I just like, yo, I really, really just sat there and gave up 3 minutes of my life that I can't get back. My ears is bleeding. My nerves is shot. What the fuck? It's bad. It's like, because I already know the stupid 808's going to come in. I already know the hi-hats is going to be crazy. I already know that auto-tune is coming on. Like, I already know. And then when I hear somebody else beat come on, I automatically want to turn the shit off. Because I don't want to hear no karaoke shit. I'll just listen to somebody else shit. You know what I'm saying? There's no way that I'm going to listen to your song that you redid somebody else shit and just change the lyrics out over and it's their song. You think I want to hear many men wish death upon me? And then you going to rhyme in 50 Cent same ass flow and just change the words around. Anybody could do that. Where's your creativity? Where's your flow? Where's your style? Where's your cadence? I don't want to hear his shit. I ain't with it. So send that bread in. You know what I'm saying? And I could listen to your shit. And listen, honestly, real talk, if you don't have money, stop trying to do shit without money. Everything takes money to do. You might have to sacrifice some weed. You might, listen, dudes don't want to invest in their career because fucking with certain people is an investment, right? So you don't want to give me money to listen to your music, but you got money to throw on strippers. So tell them to listen to your shit then. Tell them to post your shit. Me? Everything I do, I pay for. I just, you see this flyer that's flashing on the screen? I just pay for physical flyers. Even though I got all the social media people, I'm going to have all my homies that with big platforms post a flyer for me. I still pay for physical flyers. And I'm going to go out in the street and give out flyers to people and invite them to this event. September 19th. Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast live on stage with Beanie Siegel. That's what I'm going to do. Listen, I be paying for shit. And it be people who say to me all the time, nah, I got you. No, you ain't got me because I don't want to owe you no favor. So what's your price? I'll give you your money. I don't want to owe you because I might owe you some shit that I don't want, that I ain't trying to give you. You know what I'm saying? They could be like, yo, remember I such and such? And it's like, damn. I ain't trying to do that. I got Cash App. I got PayPal. I got any way you want to pay me, I could do that. I will listen to your music. I will give you honest feedback, not critiques. See, there's a difference between being a critic, because a critic is going to find something wrong. If the shit is dope, I'm just going to let you know. Yo, the shit is fire. I don't think you need to do nothing. But I be listening to people, and they fucking song will be mastered. The hi-hat be loud. The background vocals is all loud. I'm like, yo, where the fuck you recorded this shit at? Like, you recorded this shit in a corner store or some shit like that. Like, you ain't even go to the studio. Like, you don't even got studio money, right? You don't got money for nothing. But when you make it, when Hov or Diddy come to get you, when they sign you, watch, right? The mic I'm talking to you on is $300 right now. Everything I do, I pay for shit. I just don't want to owe anybody. I don't want to shortchange anybody. I don't want to be in a situation where where people don't feel like they got compensated for looking out for me. Yo, I'll just like, yo, how much? Oh, nah, nope. How much? That's what this shit is all about. You know what I'm saying? Oh, in Sony Hall, it's a full bar and it's a full kitchen too. So you can come there, eat, drink. Beanie Siegel already let me know. No holes barred. Ask him whatever. He already let me know. So don't think, and there's no filter too. Don't think that we going to go up there and just be talking and talking about old shit that you already heard. No, I am digging. I'm digging into shit that we really, really need to know. Because I don't know if y'all know, right? I don't know if y'all know this. People be doing these interviews with these artists, and they don't really be asking them shit. Like, let's keep it real. I hate to critique people work and diss people, but Flex, which I was one of the first people to interview Nicki Minaj, but that's another story. Flex, you had Nicki Minaj there. You had her for like an hour. What did we learn from that? All right, we learned that Safari hair wasn't real. His hairline wasn't real. Come on, man. That's all we learned? Like, what else did we learn from that shit? Like, we could have learned something. It's definitely mad shit that he did not ask her. You had her in the hot seat. See, once you get people in that seat, they there. You let it go. You let it go. I want to know certain shit. Straight up and down. You see my interview with people? Yo, because Tiger, you know Tiger was probably... Tiger was probably up at some high school with some girls for orientation, trying to get some new girls. or he was over there making Rack City Part 5000, and he seen his name in that tweet, he probably was like, what the fuck? What I got to do with anything? Why is she blowing me? Because we never knew Tiger shit wasn't real. We never knew Tiger had that Steve Harvey. We didn't know he had that Steve Harvey. She just blew Tiger up. I'm like, damn. Tiger was trying to make Rack City Part 55. And she just threw you into the same doctor Tiger went to. I'm like, oh, shit. Tiger? We never knew Tiger shit with Steve Harvey. That shit is fucked up. Y'all knew Tiger shit wasn't real? I didn't know that. But I don't really be looking at people's hairlines. You know what I'm saying? Straight up and down. Like, I mean, I got mine. That's all that matter. I don't look at people's hairline. I don't look at people's hair. You know, well, the hair color shit is getting a little crazy. And the way these young dudes, I already covered this though, but the way these young dudes is walking around with their hair is getting a little extra. Because you got to, after a while, sit your son down and be like, yo, you got to comb your fucking hair today. You're not going outside with your hair like that. You can't go outside like that. It's not possible. Like, you have parents. You have people who love you. You can't let people go outside like that with their hair like that. And these little dudes got the top dyed blonde and shit. Anyway, I don't want to get into here. But September 19th, Road to Sony Hall with Beanie Siegel. We are here chatting it up. Make sure you subscribe on all. Listen, come on, man. Like I said, I'm not going to be asking motherfuckers. Because sometimes it be seeming like I'm begging. That's why I never ask for donations, too. It be seeming like I'm begging. Right? I like donations. I am with donations. Donations are cool. I am independent, not federally funded. I'm not on the take. Nobody can tell me what I can say, what I can't say. So if I say certain things, I'll get dropped. Anything. I don't go through any of those things, right? But I do pay for everything myself out of my pocket. So donations are cool. It helps me do different things. Like, I wanted a new camera, right? So I was going to do a GoFundMe because I wanted a camera. But then I was like, I don't know. I'm going to feel kind of cheap if I don't get the money and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, nah, I'll pass. I won't get the camera then. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'll get it one day. But, yeah. So, but people be getting, yo, I be seeing people getting some crazy donations. I'm like, damn, they got that nigga $50. Holy shit. And you like, $50 ain't no money, but you put that 50 on top of that 10, on top of that 20, on top of that 2, on top of that 5, you could pay a bill. That's what all this shit is about. When you're independent, it's all about paying a bill. One bill you pay is everything. You know what I'm saying? One bill you pay is everything. But thank y'all for rocking out with me. I'm about to get the hell out of here. We at the hour and 12 mark. I could stay a whole day, all day, and talk to y'all because y'all motherfucking crazy as I am, and we could talk all day. I just need y'all in the building September 19th. September 19th. I need y'all in the building September 19th. I do not have Super Chat, but if you look in the description box, you will see I got Patreon and I have Streamlabs. Only reason why I don't do Super Chat, like I told y'all before, Super Chat takes almost all your money. So basically, you paying people's, you paying YouTube. And YouTube takes most of the bread. I ain't with all that shit. I ain't doing this shit to get beat. You know what I'm saying? So I have this right here. You can send me bread. It go directly to me. My PayPal is in the description box. Everything is always in the description box with me. You know what I'm saying? Everything is in the description box with me. I don't play with my description box. Everything is in there. So anything that you want to know is always down there. So with that, I'm about to get out of here. I got some footage I want to edit for y'all I got to put out. So I do all my own editing too. You know, I'm not one of them dudes who come sit down and act like I'm the boss of everything. No, I'm hands-on with everything. So I got some stuff that I need to edit. I also want to strip this audio down and put it up for the people who don't subscribe to the audio. Like, some of y'all are not subscribed to the audio. All the audio links is in the description too. Just go through the description. You'll see if you on iTunes, if you on Google Play, if you on anything. Listen, what you think this is about? Me doing a live show. That's what this is about, bro. Come on, catch up. Pay attention. Look at the flyer. Look at the screen. You see me sitting here. You see my face. And then now look over there. See? Look over there. What's that? That's about me doing a live podcast. A live podcast September 19th at Sony Hall, Manhattan. It's in the middle of Times Square. Times Square. That's where this live podcast is at. And like I said, I cannot ask everybody individually to pull up, but I want y'all to pull up. If I had your number, if I had your email, I would hit you and be like, pull up, but I need you to pull up. This is something for the, I'm telling you, this shit is going to be some shit. You know what I'm saying? I already see this shit is going to be some shit. I got with Beans. I'm going to put the footage out with Beans. Hold on, hold on. While we here, hold this down. Hold this down.
Wednesday, September 19th, Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast will be live on stage at Sony Hall with special guest Beanie Siegel. You don't want to miss this one. Get your tickets now. The link is in the description box to purchase your tickets.
Yeah, this ain't no game. We not playing. We really, really, you know, this shit is for real. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't be doing flyers. I wouldn't be doing all this shit. I wouldn't be going live talking about it if it's not real. This is real. But with that, I'm out of here. I got shit to do. I got work to do. And it's 10:50 Eastern Standard Time. And this shit is going to be dope in front of a live audience. I already seen this shit. I already seen the layout. I'm going to show it to y'all. I got the footage and everything. I'm going to show y'all the layout of how this shit going to be. It's dope seats. It's VIP. Everything. You know what I'm saying? It's everything. So you definitely could pull up, come out in the building. Matter of fact, look, right? Let's do this. Three people who buy VIP tickets. If you can show me that you bought a ticket, VIP ticket, I'm going to bring you backstage with me and Beanie. If you could show me that you bought a VIP ticket, the first three people who show me VIP tickets, I'm bringing you backstage with me and Beans. You're going to rock with us for the night. So, the first three people, if you could show me you bought VIP tickets, the link is in the description box to buy tickets. It's a Ticketmaster event. Just hit me on any social media. Show me the screenshot. Yo, I bought VIP tickets. You could rock with me and Beanie for the whole night. You know what I'm saying? You could be backstage with us and you just a part of us. So three people, show me them tickets. That's what it is. So with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. VIP tickets, $55. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just show me the tickets. Yo, look, I bought VIP tickets. The first three people, yo, you could come fucking hang with us for the night backstage. We getting some chicken. I don't drink, but I'm going to make sure, you know, I got my little rider and shit back there. So you could come hang with us and rock with us in the VIP. So the first three people, because the VIP seating, but you're going to be backstage with us. So the first three people that could show me I bought a VIP ticket, you're coming backstage with us. So with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. I catch y'all. I'll be back tomorrow. I ain't got no choice. I got a promo. If you don't got social media, email me. My email is public. info@DoggyDiamondsTV. Don't send me your whack ass mixtape though, because I'm gonna send you back some fuck shit. Don't send me a mixtape. info@DoggyDiamondsTV. So that's what it is. I'm out of here. Peace. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. Did this.